This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
It's the most resilient parasite.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Can build cities, can transform the world, and rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Just a three-hour-long primetime today. We'll be off a little bit early for the Rising Stars Challenge as Scoot... Actually, he's not going to be in it anymore because he rolled that ankle. So Scoot was originally selected to it, not going to be in it. I think Kamara is going to be in
it. Kamara's going to play in it. Scoot's just there to like doing pitchers and stuff.
And then Bryce... their G League guy, Bryce McGowan.
I thought it was McGowan. Am I wrong?
I think it's McGowan. Bryce McGowan will be in it too. So you will get some Blazer representation tonight. I also saw a quote from Scoot that maybe we'll get into a little bit later, but sounds like he's serious about doing this thing here in Portland. You know, winning a ship.
I'm busy watching the entrance to the NBA Celebrity All-Star Game, which derails this program.
Oh, yeah. Every single year. Dylan Wang. Wait, who is that?
I don't know who Dylan Wang is. It is increasingly, this is like how I know I'm getting old. It's increasing that every year I know like one person on the Celebrity All-Star Game.
Dude, it's bad. The celebrity is like, their bar for being a celebrity on this thing now is...
There's a lot of YouTubers. A lot of YouTubers and social media influencers. Like, I know Noah Kahan here.
Yeah.
He's a singer.
He's a part owner of one of the TGL teams,
I think
too.
He's the lead singer of a band called Lesbian Seagull, and my gal loves them immensely. Yeah, singer-songwriter. I just enjoy watching people take this thing so seriously. Like this guy right here.
Yeah.
Is that Kai? Is it
Sanat?
Kai Sanat.
Yeah, he was on there saying that he's going to drop. Like he really thinks, like, look at him.
Yeah.
Like,
This is his Super Bowl.
He's going to go out and try to show out. And then you get like Matt Barnes, who's going to be there drunk and high. I want Matt Barnes to like put him into the third row because he's like 5-1. For some reason, Jerry Rice is the coach of a team.
So the All-Star game or the All-Star festivities this weekend are in the Bay Area. Yeah. And so now they're making Bay Area sports legends be, I guess, the coaches for these teams. There's a Bonds team and I think there's a Rice team. And I didn't know this, but I guess this event is actually being held at the old Oracle Arena.
Oh, not the new Chase Center?
Which I think Saturday night, the stuff is going to be, Saturday and Sunday will be there, but I think they're trying to do like an ode to Oracle type thing.
Okay.
Yeah, but then who's their coach?
Is that
Noah Kahn looks dumb.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
Something Lane?
Oh, hey, Shibuzi's here.
Shibuzi.
Yeah, I know him.
Now you got something.
When
you
he is tall.
You got Shibuzi. We got Shibuzi and Walker Hayes, who's the guy that sings the Applebee's.
Fancy like?
So apparently we
Shibuzi actually looks like he could be an athlete.
We've got D-list country celebrities rolling and out here. Now you know there's going to be some hots.
The Lane guy, that's a TikTok guy. He's you know where they show the videos where it's like, "Hey, this is a simple hack for an easier way to get toothpaste on your toothbrush." That dude. And then he'll like do the video where he stares at it and then just puts toothpaste on the toothbrush. Right. That's that guy.
We got 2 Chainz in here happening. All right, well let's do this.
They don't do it anymore, but every now and then I see this old clip, and because contracts won't allow it, where it was like you had like Barry Bonds, Chris Carter, Michael Irvin, and I'm trying to think who else. There was like another baseball player.
Contest.
Like they were out here. Yeah, they were dunking. They were playing 3-on-3 games.
Yeah,
Griffey,
Griffey won it a couple.
That would be
so. Mike Powell was there.
Sign me up for other Chris athletes Carter, yeah. doing cool basketball stuff. But now their contracts won't allow it.
No, we used to do all that stuff. Like the old the battle of like the network stars, and yeah. they used to do that where. There was one, they were like a swimming contest. Like Johnny Bench was swimming against Smoking Joe Frazier. Joe Frazier almost died. Lou Ferrigno was there for some reason. Yeah, go back and watch the 80s. That stuff used to be phenomenal.
That stuff was awesome.
Yeah. We don't do that anymore.
Well, let's get into a little bit of quarterback talk, and we can continue this into the next segment as well. But there are going to be some deck chairs moving around here in the NFL when it comes to the quarterback position. A couple guys who are getting a little bit long in the tooth but very much still want to keep playing, including Aaron Rodgers among them. And, boy, that experiment in New York could not have gone much worse than it went as far as...
The Jets said thank you for all that you did for us in those 6 games or whatever the hell it was.
Was it 6 games or 6 wins?
I don't know.
Whatever it was, it wasn't good.
It wasn't a lot.
But he's a guy who now... You started talking a little bit about his legacy and what that looks like. And one of the greatest to ever do it, people for a time called him, you know, maybe the GOAT just from his passing numbers. Mm-hmm. Like, you know... If you take the championships out of it, just doing what he was supposed to do at quarterback.
It's kind of like this version, like this generation's Dan Marino, except he actually won a Super Bowl. Could you hear that about Dan? People are like, no one did it better than Dan. And that's what people said about Aaron Rodgers, despite the resume not being, you know, the where Brady or, you know, even a guy like Elway was.
And now he's not, you know, he was this beloved quarterback and in Green Bay, beloved figure. But mm-hmm. then he forced his way out there. He had the rift with the front office that they, you know, they fought through one final year there. He makes his way out. They've always kind of been a Favre town anyways. Mm-hmm. And now, I mean, he made that, I think, easier for them on the way out. Then this thing happens with the Jets. And then on top of it, you've got all the personal stuff that whether it's, you know, going on McAfee or talking about vaccines or the darkness retreats or going to Egypt during training camp. Like,
he hasn't done himself any favors.
There's a million things that he's put out there, which, fine, you know, every athlete wants to take ownership of, like, their own image. Fine, this is yours. But his reputation out in public kind of took a tank, as did his football career, and he still thinks he's got something left. But now you're looking at a guy who at the end of last season didn't look like he had much left and doesn't have much of a reputation to go with it either.
No, I don't know if anyone has done more to I don't know what legacy means to him. I mean, I think it means something to everyone. No one wants to be remembered as a crap head, right? I don't think anyone ever wants to go down and be like, I just everyone hates me. But from where Aaron Rodgers was when he was winning those MVPs towards the end in Green Bay to where he is now, I can't think of an athlete that has done more to, just tarnish the way he's going to be remembered than the way that ended. All the off-field stuff. I mean, I guess Kevin Durant has a little bit of this. Mm-hmm. Like, Kevin Durant at one point was, like, a darling of the media. I remember when he won his MVP in Oklahoma City. It was, like, this feel-good speech.
Oh, the real MVP was a whole cultural thing.
And then he goes to Golden State. And, yeah, I mean, that was, like, kind of the beginning of it. But it was, like, you know, you're jumping on the bandwagon. But he wins 2 NBA titles, 2 Finals MVPs.
Yep.
Despite what anyone will tell you otherwise, he was the best player on that team.
No question.
Not Steph Curry.
No question.
Kevin Durant was the best player on that team.
Yeah.
He tears the Achilles, otherwise he wins 3 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since then, you know, he forces his way out, goes to Brooklyn. It's a disaster.
And it wasn't even that he forced his way out as much as it was because he had an option. He just let it go.
He just let it go. He signed up in with a very chaotic Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
And James Harden, it's a disaster in Brooklyn, forces his way out there, goes to Phoenix, starts getting burner accounts, and literally just nukes the way people will think about him.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant should be thought about as the second best player of his generation behind LeBron, and he will not be. It won't. And Aaron Rodgers probably should be thought about in the same category as not maybe Tom Brady, but that second
absolute killer, all-time competitor, few that could do it like him, and instead you have a different image of him.
I think he gets remembered as a pain in the ass, and I think he gets remembered as someone that flamed out, and I also think that people are going to go back and look at some of the bad playoff losses that he had, see Seattle, where they were the number one seed, and I do not think Aaron Rodgers is going to get his flowers. And you can say that that's his fault, but this is a masterclass in how to ruin the way people view what is still a Hall of Fame career. But I just don't know who remembers him fondly. I don't think Green Bay will ever embrace him the way that he probably should be there.
Right.
And just in general, I think he kind of gets viewed as a clown now.
He named his own documentary Enigma. I mean, he wants to be the different guy, the I'm not like you guy.
Yeah. Well, and he did unfortunately, he did the I'm smarter, I'm better than you.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, if you're going to do the I'm smarter, I'm better than you, you better have more than one championship, and you can't have it end the way it did where Green Bay moves on from you, and not only do they move on from you, but they don't regret moving on from you. Right? Like Green Bay doesn't wish that they would have kept this around. And New York, it looks like a giant mistake. And now I don't know where he goes. I mean, I know he still wants to play. Yeah.
And that was my next question for you is how many realistic landing spots do you think there are?
I don't think there is one. I mean, one that I think makes sense to me. Because if you're a team, the only way that Aaron Rodgers makes sense is if you feel you on the precipice of a Super Bowl and yet you have no quarterback whatsoever to speak of.
Because that's the thing is he's not an upgrade from an average quarterback.
No,
He is an average quarterback.
And he's an average quarterback that's old as dirt.
And kind of a headache.
And a giant pain in the ass that comes with a lot of crap on top of it. So for someone like people keep saying the Raiders, why? Why if you're the Raiders and you're trying to build a culture, and by the way, you're nowhere near winning anything, why do you bring in Aaron Rodgers for a year or two? What does that do?
Yeah, because that's the thing is it's – when the Jets thought, hey, we've got a nice roster, he might be the get-us-over-the-hump guy before the Achilles, that at least made some sense.
Yeah.
But now it doesn't look like he has the game to go with it, so you don't see him as the he'll help us get over the hump guy.
The only one to me that makes any sense, and I mean any sense at all, is, well, it would be two. One would be Minnesota, which is weird because that's the Brett Favre thing.
That was one that I was going to ask about, yeah.
But if you're Minnesota, you're telling me that's an upgrade over Sam Darnold? You're telling me that's an upgrade over J.J.? McCarthy
and obviously you don't know what you have in McCarthy, and maybe they don't want to pay Darnold what you would have to pay Rodgers, but...
And then the other one after... And so if you're doing that, I mean, I guess you could say you're moving on from Darnold. You don't want to franchise tag him. You're saying, we don't know if McCarthy's ready, so you're buying a year of Aaron Rodgers. That's where you're going with it. That's the only one. I could say Cleveland maybe, but Cleveland is that's a whole other mess. He's not doing jack crap in Cleveland. The only one, and I mean the only one that I can make any sort of rational case for, is the Minnesota Vikings, which would just be the strangest thing in the world to see the Favre and Rodgers thing come full circle and end up in Minnesota to wind this thing down. But again, I just don't know how anyone could watch Aaron Rodgers over the last year, because you only got the 1 year with the torn Achilles, and say that that guy is a Super Bowl quarterback.
Yeah.
When are we going to learn that being old with an Achilles tear, Kirk Cousins, that's not good?
Speaking of... One more place that I've heard Aaron Rodgers connected to, and could Kirk Cousins be on the move as well? We'll get to that on the other side of this break. It's a SOB edition, primetime, 1080 The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Welcome back to Prime Time and SOB Edition. Rob is out in the All-American City of Salina, Kansas. He will be back on Tuesday when our show resumes. No show Monday, and that'll get us to Tuesday. So
that would get us to Tuesday, indeed, yes.
So, and then after that is Wednesday, and I don't know if you knew this, but then Thursday followed by Friday. So just a rundown for those out there who weren't aware. We were talking a little bit of quarterback and potential quarterback carousels. I did see one analyst for ESPN took a shot at guessing where all the quarterbacks who could be on the move might be going.
And there's like six open jobs that need to be resolved. And then there's a handful of other places like Pittsburgh, for instance.
Sure.
You know, that are kind of up in the air, or like New Orleans, right? Is Derek Carr the long-term answer? But there are actually some open jobs.
So I'm glad you brought up Pittsburgh, because that was the other name I saw brought up for Rodgers, except that I cannot see a world in which he and Tomlin exist any better than he and Saleh did.
I mean, I suppose, Mike Tomlin certainly is used to putting up with malcontents, right? And you look from Antonio Brown to Le'Veon Bell, and I ask the question, if you're Pittsburgh, which has been band-aiding this quarterback thing for really since Roethlisberger left, a 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers coming off an Achilles tear, what is that even a band-aid? And I know the numbers weren't horrific in New York, but they're the most hollow numbers that you'll ever see. I don't know. And that's an offense, by the way, that isn't very dynamic and doesn't really have a lot of weapons, and the run game wasn't that good last year.
So you need your quarterback to be dynamic, and he's not.
That's my thing. I would honestly rather just roll the dice with Justin Fields. Yeah. At least he can move around a little bit. So I'm going to take an offense, and I'm putting a guy that really can't move anymore behind it, that wants to have precision and that needs to play in all this structure, and I'm putting him in Pittsburgh. I guess if Pittsburgh really thinks they're Aaron Rodgers away from winning a Super Bowl, I just think if you're Pittsburgh, you've got to find a better way to address it than that. But I suppose you can make an argument that that would be the other one.
So this is just one guy's list, but I'm going to throw the rest at you, and you can just tell me whether you can see it or not. But so Rodgers to the Steelers is one. He had Russell Wilson to the Raiders.
Sure. I mean, again, if Russell Wilson is a little bit younger and you could see him as a bridge guy, because clearly Tom Brady and company need to find a long-term answer to their quarterback. That long-term answer isn't Russ, but there's no one they have in the building. And at least Russ is going to come with less of what Aaron Rodgers brings, and he doesn't have a torn Achilles. And, you know, there's a level of professionalism there. I could see that being a bridge.
Kirk Cousins, Browns?
I mean, is Atlanta willing to move on from him and eat $65 million?
I mean, he didn't look very good at the end of the year. It felt like it should have been Penix's team anyways.
It will be Penix's team.
But it does cost you a lot to let him walk or to send him off.
Why do people want old, beat-up quarterbacks? That just goes to show you how few options there are.
That's exactly right.
That Kirk Cousins, Kirk Cousins came out, and I guess it pissed the Falcons off. He said that he was dealing with rib and shoulder injuries, that they weren't. You have to put that stuff on the practice report.
Yeah.
Apparently they did not, so I guess there's some bad blood there. But again, Cleveland, if you're Stefanski, that's, oh my God, I think I'm going to get fired, and I'm trying to find something. So again, for a team that's desperate, sure, why not? I could see that if Atlanta is just willing to just eat $65 million and just move on.
Feels like Stafford to the Giants is getting some traction.
But again, that may be the dumbest of all of these. Stafford did confirm that he's going to come back and play next year.
Mm-hmm.
So Matthew Stafford, who is, 37? Why would Matthew Stafford want to go and get his teeth kicked in with the Giants? We have got to start thinking more intelligently about when we talk about these things.
Like, why is that a better place to be than you are right now in LA?
It's the worst place to be. The only thing would be, you know, does LA not want to pay him, right? Okay, the Giants willing to pay you? So you're willing to take an extra $6 million a year to go play in New York and do what? This is the Saquon Barkley thing, where people want to give the Giants crap about not paying Saquon Barkley.
Totally what was he going to do for that team?
Saquon Barkley would do nothing for the Giants. And when I tell you that Matthew Stafford will do nothing for the Giants, he will do nothing for the Giants.
Yep.
He won't last the season. So, you know, this idea that Matthew Stafford needs to go anywhere else, if Matthew Stafford is going somewhere, like Matthew Stafford to Minnesota, that makes sense. Matthew Stafford, if you wanted to say that with Cleveland, again, makes sense. It's a better roster. The Giants are a bad roster.
Yeah.
Legitimately.
It's a really bad
team. It's a bad roster.
Yeah.
That needs to be overhauled. And 37-year-old Matthew Stafford does not fix that. It's like Matthew Stafford to the Raiders. It's an absolute waste. It's a waste for the Raiders, and it's a waste for Matthew Stafford. You have to find proper fit. So the best fit is Matthew Stafford back with the Rams. Find a way to get it done, because Matthew Stafford and the Rams should have beat the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles.
Yep.
If they block Jalen Carter, They beat the Eagles. There was a walk-in touchdown. I think it was, I think it was their tight end. But it was a walk-in touchdown. So if you're the Rams, find a way to get that done, because that, with that young defense, that's really good.
Yeah.
The only way, if you're the Rams and you move on from Matthew Stafford, is you can find a young quarterback. But you can't take a team ready to win with this young core and then say, we're getting rid of Matthew Stafford, and then be like, we'll figure out our quarterback
situation. So that's where this list says, you know, if Stafford is in fact moving on from the Rams, they said Darnold if Stafford goes from the Rams to the Giants, Darnold plugged in at the Rams.
That would be one. If you could work out some sort of deal and get a team friendly contract with Matthew Stafford, Sam Darnold, you get a Geno Smith,
Baker Mayfield style
deal, where you just are like, dude, we are not going to give you $40 million, but we'll give you 26, and we'll guarantee you 3 years, and we're going to take that extra money and we're going to continue to build this really young team. Yes, that I could see. And then Minnesota gets their quarterback with Matthew Stafford that says, hey, we think we can win. We were a 13-14 win team. Matthew Stafford, when healthy and behind a good old line, is still as good as anyone in the NFL, not named, you know, Lamar Jackson or, you know, someone like that, Pat Mahomes.
The only thing is that it starts to get interesting. I mean, obviously, Minnesota was a good enough team this year with Darnold to be very much in the mix, but then
the wheels came off.
Well, they also start getting into the spot where, okay, you drafted a quarterback in the top 10 and now you go get another QB and you're 2 years into this deal and your quarterback hasn't played yet. And
I mean, then you go down the road of is it a big deal to sit for a year or two? If you think we're ready
and
to win right now,
it doesn't necessarily have to be a big deal, but we've also seen teams get skittish and gun shy. Yeah. And be like, well, now that we are in this window, like we have to start making this work now.
And Minnesota may just say, screw it. We're just going with JJ McCarthy come hell or high water. And this is who we drafted. And that's
what the Niners were going to do with Trey Lance before he got hurt. And then Garoppolo got hurt and they're like, oh, hey, this Purdy guy's not bad. But but it was, you know what? We committed this draft capital, this guy. So we just have to see how it goes.
And you just have to realize that each team is putting a player on a team doesn't mean the same thing. Every team has a different matrix when you plug in, especially I would say running back and quarterback.
Yeah.
Like putting in a left tackle, wherever you go, it's nice to have a left tackle and he's going to be solidify you, right?
He's going to be important.
He's going to be important, yeah. D-line or whatever, but running back and quarterback, I would say maybe the two most dependent positions on fit and where they go. And fit matters no matter where from the style of defense you play. And like if you're a team that plays zone coverage and you've got a man corner versus, you know, then that makes a difference. Or, you know, a guy that wants to play in more of a 3-4 outside linebacking role and then you move him to a 4-3 and he's more of a rush end. All of those things can play a role, but there's no bigger fit and what it can mean than quarterback, running back. See Saquon Barkley. Saquon Barkley stays with the Giants last year. He rushes for 1,100 yards. He has 10 touchdowns and gets hurt because he's getting beat on and he's just another dude. And you look at him and you're like, what? We're paying him $15 million to do what?
Yeah.
Christian McCaffrey with the Carolina Panthers was Christian McCaffrey in San Francisco.
Right.
And Matthew Stafford is that. Matthew Stafford with the right team can win a Super Bowl.
He's worthless on the wrong team.
Well, look no further than when he was in Detroit. Matthew Stafford at the peak of his physical abilities in Detroit was worth 10 wins and maybe a wild card first round exit.
Yeah.
Matthew Stafford with the Rams, Matthew Stafford was worth
a Super Bowl.
Matthew Stafford, even at this advanced age, was worth a playoff run with all their injuries and damn near knocked off. In fact, they gave Philadelphia their biggest stress in the entire playoff run. Old-ass Matthew Stafford and the Rams. Put Matthew Stafford on the Jacksonville Jaguars or put Matthew Stafford in Seattle Seahawks. You put Matthew Stafford behind Geno Smith's offensive line.
And
he's worthless.
Yeah.
He's worthless. They win 8 games, Stafford gets hurt, and nothing matters.
Yeah.
So it really, with these positions, quarterback and running back, you really do have to find situations that fit these guys.
We'll take a brief exit from sports because coming up, it is time for In the News. We obviously have some weather news for you. 100 car pileups, car fires, but also bird flu updates, elephant gender reveals making national television from our very own Portland Zoo. That's coming up in the news, but first, Ortner at SportsCenter.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Welcome back to Prime Time. It is Friday, February 14th, and it is time for In the News. It is, of course, Valentine's Day. I had to think about what day it was for a second. I'm like, oh yeah, I got my wife a balloon. By the way, that was inspired by you, Souk. I have now, in times of celebration, pivoted more often away from the flowers and into the balloons.
The balloon's great.
It serves a double purpose because the kids love the balloon.
Who
too.
Doesn't?
They last just as long, if not longer, than the flowers if they're mylar. And so,
way longer.
Yeah, got a nice big.
I'm glad that
heart
I can,
balloon, and
I'm glad that I can be a part.
That's kind
of
your move for birthdays and various celebrations, and I like it.
If there is a celebratory event at the Sukanik household, a giant balloon is going to get involved, and. My kids one-upped me it was for my birthday last year. Combined balloons.
Oh.
They found a giant birthday rocket ship that said happy birthday,
uh-huh.
And then a giant T-Rex Mylar dinosaur and had the T-Rex surfing on top of the birthday rocket.
Oh, I love that. Now, there was a little bit of balloon inception when I was buying the balloon today. They're like they're making stuff out of them now, and they're making different shapes. Like they had like a balloon tower that kind of made like a Valentine's rose.
The balloon game has been stepped up,
and they're realizing now, like, people don't blink at paying $20 for flowers. We can charge you $25 for these balloons, and I'm like, okay, I'm not gonna get that one, but
I'm just saying, when in doubt,
you could do worse.
Get a balloon. And also, let me point out something real quick. This Celebrity All-Star game is going on right now, and dude, it's 10-10 after a quarter. Is there another activity that you think you look badass doing that in reality you look like an absolute ass clown than basketball?
I don't know if it's just the tank tops, but there is something about the casual man playing basketball that just looks so
and
sad.
And we all think we can play basketball. I mean, because to some extent, it's the easiest of the sports to play, right? Everyone can dribble a little bit. You think you can shoot a ball. Like, you think you look good. There is nothing sadder than watching these people miss layups, throw balls into the third row. I mean, it is just an absolute nightmare. And yet they all thought they were going to go out there and cook.
Is that Baron Davis, by the way?
That is Baron Davis.
He looks so fat.
Yeah. But he eats for free in that town.
It's the one activity that you think you look good and athletic at, and I'm here to tell you, you do not.
You know what? The other one, well, and there are some people who can actually do it, but like putting an average person on a basketball court gives you a really good, like, quick idea of how athletic a person is. Maybe the one that doesn't do it, but you see all kinds of variants, the first pitch.
Yeah.
The first pitch, like, if the wrong person doing it, even like a really great athlete, like a John Wall or whatever, you're like, what the hell was that, man?
It's rough, man. It's rough out there. This thing's on, and it is just, it's an abomination. Even Barry Bonds is like, oh my God.
Is that Lil Jon with Barry Bonds?
I think that's 2 Chainz.
Oh, was that 2 Chainz?
That was 2 Chainz.
Okay.
That's 2 Chainz was a college basketball player, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, he was. He played in college. He was actually a real player, which is why he's probably not playing in this. He's just coaching.
Although,
he's also old.
Terrell Owens can hoop a little bit, and he's out there.
Well, Terrell Owens still looks good. There's maybe the most impressive physical specimen that I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah, he's something. It's also Girl Scout Cookie Weekend. Now, Rob poo-poos the Girl Scout cookie. Are you also meh on the Girl Scout cookies?
Yeah, I just... The only reason anyone buys them, it's the greatest scam of all time. Free labor and little cute kids selling cookies. But they're not good.
I think they're better than the average cookie.
There is a million cookies out there. Well, look, it's better than the Oreo. It's better than the Nutter Butter or whatever. But if you eliminated the cute Girl Scout,
it's still not a fresh baked cookie,
and you just put that cookie on the shelf, it just gets lost in the cookie sphere. It's the greatest scam of all time. It's free labor, and they make like a gajillion dollars off of it. So no, I'm out.
Why can't you just enjoy a cookie?
I don't know if I can agree with that. I think a Thin Mint is elite, especially if it's been in the freezer.
If you brought in a thing of Girl Scout cookies, you're like, hey, would you want
one? Them.
I'd have no problem. I'm like, here, take one, but I've never once had a Girl Scout cookie and thought to myself, oh my God, this is great.
See, but I've never...
It's just a cookie.
I've opened a box of Girl Scout cookies and thought I could finish these, and I've not felt the same when I open up a thing of Chips Ahoy or something like that. So
it's just, it's such a mid cookie. It's,
ooh, them's fighting words.
That's just, it is.
Some of them are.
I still feel like, though, a mid cookie is still going to be pretty darn good.
Sure,
it's hard to mess up a cookie.
And I love the cookie.
If anything, it's high-end mid. It's like middle class fancy.
No, I'm not like beating down the Girl Scout headquarters door to get their cookies.
Let me just say this. For any mass produced small cookie in a sleeve, they're all mid. And that's my point.
Fair.
Why would I do that when I could get right over there for like 99 cents a fresh bake, badass new seasons cookie?
Yeah.
That's just like, oh my God. Like, that's a cookie. Anything you're buying from Keebler or Oreo, whatever, they're all mid cookies, every one of them. And the only reason anyone buys the Girl Scout ones is because it's a cute package, because there's an adorable little girl there that's like, will you buy my cookie? And you're like, oh, that's cute as the Dickens. And like, here's $10, or someone at your office is like, whatever. But if I set up shop next to the Girl Scouts with real cookies, and I had an adorable little kid there selling those cookies, there's no one buying that. There's no one. Everyone's over
here. Suits Boy Scout fresh baked cookies.
Yeah, see, but that's the thing is, no one wants to buy the Boy Scout, because like, you look at like a 6-year-old like boy, and you're like, yeah, you're probably disgusting, and you're flicking your boogers. The key is the adorable little girl and the little outfit with like the sash. Like, that melts your heart. It gets you every time.
Well, let's talk a little weather here. Weather has wreaked havoc on this fair city. And when I say wreaked havoc, I mean that they have canceled the courthouse weddings in Clackamas County today. So for all those couples who are expecting to tie the knot legally.
That's so fast.
Not today. You're going to have to wait until at least 8:30 a.m. on Tuesday morning.
No courthouse wedding.
I also saw that we had a massive pileup. Did you see the I-84 accident?
That thing was nuts, man.
They said 100 cars involved.
Jackknife. You get a couple of those semis, the jackknife and... Yeah, and then, you know, there's nothing you can do about that.
Well, and it feels like then visibility, like, really plays a big part out there. And, we didn't actually see it happen, but people unable to slow down quickly when there's been a big pile up ahead of them, and it just chain reacts all the way to the back.
That's why I say, like, you can make fun of people all you want for the weather, but if you don't need to be out on the freeway when there's icy, snowy conditions,
yeah,
why? Because even if it's not your fault, you're minding your own business, going along at 35, 40, next thing you know, jackknife trailer, and you're like, oh, I have to stop. And you realize, oh, you can't stop very quickly. And now you're slipping and sliding, and now you're in a 100-car pileup, and you're thinking to yourself, what was I going to do? You know, some of those people had to be out there, like the truckers, but you know, someone else was like, oh my God, I did not need to go to this auto zone right now.
I was going
to
go see my mom today. Well, it could have waited until the weekend.
Waited. Exactly.
Little snow report from the region. The most, of course, up towards the mountains at Mount Hood Village. You got 6 inches yesterday. Lake Oswego got 3.7 inches. And then the city of Portland itself got 3.5 inches of snow. So not a bad little dusting this time around. Coming up next on In the News, bird flu cases affecting cats. Try to make that make sense. And also, we have an elephant gender reveal. It's coming up in the news. Primetime, 1080 The Fan.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Welcome back to Primetime. Time for a couple more stories here in the news. Bird flu been going around, apparently. And I have seen that it's affecting egg prices, among other things.
Everyone keeps stealing eggs.
People are stealing eggs. I saw that New York bodegas are selling Lucy's, cigarettes, but with eggs.
Single egg. Let me also say this to the Costco bros out there that are hoarding eggs. You know eggs go bad, right? Like, I've seen people that are like buying...
It's
like,
not toilet paper, dudes.
Like, just like crates of eggs. How many eggs are you eating?
Yeah.
They go bad. Like you can't keep eggs for months and months.
Not for months and months, but they keep a couple weeks, right? Generally, I mean, we go through them so fast, I don't even know. I mean, we're always going through them before they expire.
Let's see. How long do eggs last in the fridge? Okay, we got like 3 to 4 weeks.
So a month?
We got a month. So you're telling me, like, I see these people at Costco buying like
pallets
dozen
of eggs.
You're buying a pallet of eggs? Yeah, that maybe you're selling them on the secondary market. I don't know.
My parents do that. I steal half of them. Not
your
even gonna lie.
Your parents buy like cartons of like.
They buy the big, the big Costco pack of eggs. Yeah, they buy them, and then I have like a little thing that has 18 eggs, and I go over and I get 18 eggs, and I go back home.
Okay. I just love how eggs have become like the measuring stick of wealth in our country.
Yeah, that's right.
Eggs.
My mom's got chickens up at her house, and so she brings us fresh eggs, and now I've become kind of an egg snob. And I don't even like regular eggs anymore. It's like that.
You go over to Will's house apparently and steal his parents' eggs.
I love it.
You're not allowed over there.
But apparently, so bird flu's been driving up the price of eggs because they've had to like kill off a bunch of chickens that are laying eggs and stuff like that. Well, now they've had to put down 2 cats in Multnomah County because the cats had contracted bird flu. They're not birds, so how does that happen? Well, apparently a raw pet food brand out of Olympia, Washington, was using birds that had the bird flu, and it could be contracted cross-species. Huh. So you had a couple kitties in Multnomah County, they believe linked to the same cat food. But
so they had to put the cats down?
So they had to put the cats down because the cats had bird flu. I don't know how it spreads with the cats.
If a cat gets bird flu, like you have to kill it?
Apparently, it says the...
You can't recover, huh?
In both cases, the cats had eaten raw food from Olympia. And it says that... I'm trying to find where it affects the cats. But basically, you can't have... It's enough of an issue that little kitties had to be put to rest.
I had to... we had to commit chicken genocide once at my buddy's place. He had an outbreak, and this was years ago. I don't remember what, but he had an outbreak of something amongst his animals, amongst all his chickens, and they had to, we had to kill him. And so, like, they wanted a bunch of money to put him down, and he was like,
why would I?
Well, that was kind
chicken.
Of, that yeah. was kind of our thing. Yeah. So he thought he was going to go out and just like neck him.
Yeah.
And they were all kinds of riled up. So he called me up and he's like, do you have a gun? And I was like, it's a weird conversation to have, but yes. I was like, what are we doing?
Can we use it?
And he was, what? And I was like, have you ever shot a gun? He was like, no. I was like, well, we're not starting here. So I've committed chicken side. We had to eliminate a pile of birds and then burn them. We had like a big bonfire. It was very
burn the chickens.
Yeah, like
so they get in chicken heaven or like what's the deal?
Well, you don't want a bunch of rotten birds that have contaminant, and you didn't want it to spread anything else. So after we shot and killed the birds, then we put them all on a big pallet fire and.
So I'm learning.
It's like zombies, right? Like you got to burn the bodies.
I'm learning so much more about bird flu for cats because additionally, the Big Cat Sanctuary in Washington was just able to reopen after a 3-month quarantine of all their tigers after they had some 21 big cats get bird flu.
Huh. I got to ask. I'll text my buddy and because this was so long ago. I don't remember if it was bird flu or not. But yeah, we had. It was something like that, and they were saying that it could spread because he had horses and stuff,
yeah.
and they were like, you have to...
So it said
like,
this...
You can't let this get to other animals.
The outbreak that started back in around Thanksgiving led to the death of 21 big cats, including a Bengal tiger, 4 cougars, 5 African servals, 4 bobcats, and an African caracal. I don't know what that is.
I didn't kill any of those, but yeah, it is a
says
thing.
It starts with... initial symptoms are slow but progress rapidly, often resulting in death within 24 hours due to pneumonia-like conditions.
I'll be damned.
So a respiratory thing, I guess, that can cross species.
You gotta take them out.
And then finally, the heartwarming story of the day. We have a gender reveal from our very own Oregon Zoo, yeah. And it happened on Good Morning America.
Yeah, I saw this.
So
we got a name and everything.
We got a name. We got a gender. We have little Tula Tu, who is a girl. She was born on February 1st, but due to privacy and mother-calf bonding.
It's a terrible idea to go sniffing around a mother elephant and her brand new baby.
You don't want to do that.
They
so
they that.
Gave her space for a couple weeks. And by the way, I knew that like larger mammals had a larger gestation pregnancy period.
20 months, right?
What? Okay, I thought it was like 12 or maybe 13. 20 months?
I think elephants...
You're getting close to 2 years, man.
I think elephants and like the big whales, I think,
yeah,
are the longest.
Yeah, I for some reason thought it was like around a year, but 20 months is insane.
Yeah, so it's a... Mama's what? Rose 2?
Mama's Rose 2,
and this
yep.
is Tula 2.
Tula 2, and I learned from the Oregon Zoo's website that... Asian elephants, which she is, live in a matrilineal family groups. So family groups by the mother. And so it was important to them. The two part of the suffix of her name is the same held by her mom and her mom's mom. And Tula means balance, as she will bring balance to the herd.
Oh, well, it's adorable. That's all I know.
It is an adorable little elephant.
I saw it running around out there, and it's cute
yeah,
as the
she was squeaking
is.
Around. She got to meet her aunt, apparently.
200 pounds, that little thing.
200 pounds at birth.
That thing gave birth to a 200-pound child.
Yeah.
Yowzers.
That's all the time we have for In the News, brought to you, as always, by The Advocates. Remember, if you've been hurt, you don't need a lawyer. You need an advocate. The Hot 5 at 5 coming up next right here on The Fan. You're listening to Primetime.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built. It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.